Joe Maqueda has owned the Sands Theater in the farming community of Brush since the late 1950s. His office is adorned with photos of the stars he's met over the years.
Chuck Norris and Robbie Benson. Of course, you know Michael Landon, Elm, and Margaret. That's my uncle there.
Clint Eastwood.
John Wayne. And there's Charlton Heston up there. Had me shaking hands with him. Look how big a guy he was.
The Sands sits right off of Main Street in the heart of downtown. Maqueda's grandparents owned a theater in a different town, and after he left the Navy, he said he knew he wanted to follow that path.
I loved the business and worked there with them, and I was starting the concession stand when I was about 13. I started out at a price of 25 cents for children, 60 cents for adults. That was our price. Business started out to be pretty good.
But business hasn't been good in a long time, and he says with fewer and fewer movies available on film, last year was a real struggle. He's also limited by only having one screen, and he says times are simply changing.
Saturday nights, the farmers, they come to the movie, we pack them in, and then they gather out here, talk for half an hour, hour. So it was different, it was communal. Now it's all scattered. I don't know what anybody's going to be doing.
The process of converting to digital equipment isn't cheap. Donald Zuckerman is the state's film commissioner. He says it costs between $40,000 and $75,000 per theater, which is why the state is putting up some of the money.
Literally, a theater in Vermont made an application to us for funding, which we, of course, can't do. I think everybody was pleasantly amused by it. But it shows that there's a demand everywhere, and people are across the country are trying to figure out a way to solve this problem.
It's unusual for Colorado to give out grants to this type of mom-and-pop business, but government officials say it's not just about the theaters, but about preserving rural downtowns and the communities themselves. Jeff Kraft is the director of business funding and incentives for the state.
We're able to use some of our incentive funds to make an existing business get over a one-time transition obstacle. All of them are really central to having a vital downtown experience in their communities, and they help make the communities attractive places for workers, younger workers, and make it a more attractive place for employers because you have a workforce in place that can enjoy downtown amenities.
In your smaller, more rural, less touristy communities, it's just harder to get the foot traffic and the people.
Catherine Correll heads Downtown Colorado, Inc., a statewide nonprofit that focuses on building vibrant commercial areas. Her group is helping theater owners who aren't used to fundraising.
Some of the theater owners are very savvy, but some of the people who are less focused on being business owners and more focused on, I love running a theater, and I love the people who come in and the popcorn and that nostalgia, those folks, maybe some of them were less able to see this coming.
Most of the state's independent theaters have already made the digital conversion, but several theaters have closed their doors. Donald Zuckerman says it's crucial for these 13 rural theaters to convert.
If these digital cinema packages aren't purchased and placed in these theaters, there'll be no films available, no first-run films available for them to play. And the kids in the community, if they're watching television and they see, Thor is the movie, that's the movie they want to see.
Back in Brush, Joe Maqueda received $20,000 from the state. He still needs to come up with an additional $30,000 to buy a digital projector. The community is trying to rally around him, but time is running out.
They say the end of the year, so I don't know.
And while digital conversion has a lot of perks, including better quality and cheaper distribution, the projectors don't last forever. The shelf life is about 6 to 10 years. The state says it wants to make sure if these theaters do survive, they're able to plan for the future so they don't end up in this very same predicament again. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.